This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, man, a little me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Louis Coco. Got some chops back there. Good morning. It is the morning show. Ben Davis, in for John Ritchie, James Seltzer, in for Joe DeCamera, Devin Caney, in for Rhea Hughes. We're hanging out with you, talking Phils, a Phillies check-in. To the phones in a minute, we're going to tell you how you can win Adam Sandler tickets in just a sec. A story, quickly, I promise to tell. Ben Davis got upgraded here at Borgata. We are broadcasting from the lovely Borgata here. Ben Davis gets upgraded because Borgata's awesome, and they know what a big deal Ben Davis is, so they wanted to take care of someone that important when he's staying here, which is nice to see. I think that was the right move by the Borgata. But all time for me, so I started dating my wife in 2007. We had known each other for 7 years prior. We were very, very good friends when we started dating. So she told me I had to wait 2 years to propose. Okay? She's like, you can't propose for 2 years. Like, we knew where it was going. The moment we started dating, we knew we were going to get married, all that. So I waited 2 years, 2 years and 3 days to be exact. But she didn't know it was coming. So what I did was I kind of tricked her. I told her I was going up to New York to see my buddy Teddy was coming down from New York to stay in Philly. And we were going to go to a hotel, and I was just going to get a normal hotel room to go and, you know, propose, right? Like, where I was going to trick her, and we're going to meet my buddy Teddy, and then we're going to go, and we're going to meet him in his room, and then we go to the room, and there's flowers and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I go to the hotel, and I'm explaining what I'm doing and all that, and I get the most wonderful human being who's ever existed, and she tells me that the penthouse suite was open for the evening.
Oh, my gosh.
The $5,000 a night penthouse suite.
Come on.
The nicest room that I've ever been in my life. For the price of a normal room.
What?
I go up, I do rose petals, I do the whole thing. It completely shocks Emily because she would never think that I could ever get, like, my buddy Teddy's got a good job. Oh, it's like believable that in his job they would have put him something like this. Go up, she sees the roses, no idea it was coming, the whole thing. But yeah, so I got upgraded to the penthouse suite for my proposal to my wife.
That's amazing.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Do you get, so did you get to stay there that
we
night?
We stayed there for the night. Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Good
shout out to that human being.
Seriously.
That woman who worked at that place.
What a beautiful. She is your guardian angel.
Right? Like, what a sweet thing to think. Like, oh, we could do, like. So, yeah. That isn't that an amazing upgrade?
That's awesome.
I know.
That is awesome that she did that for you.
I know. It's like, what a moment, right? I can
that's
remember
phenomenal.
Every bit of that room, you know? So
that's really awesome. Yeah. That has never happened to me. I've been maybe upgraded to first class on a flight like once in my life, and it was amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's my only story like that. So, you know, my
that's
one
awesome,
time.
Though.
I'll tell you. Yeah, it's pretty neat. All right. 215-592-9494. In addition to your calls on the Phils, and if you want to call on the Eagles, obviously we'll take those calls. We'll get more into the joint practice as the show goes on. But you have a chance today to win Adam Sandler tickets. You can see Adam Sandler, the You're My Best Friend tour on September 19th at Xfinity Mobile Arena. How about that? In Philadelphia, tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com, official. How about that?
I know. It took me a second. I'm like,
I got,
yeah,
a little inside baseball. Yeah. Walter, our prizes guy, said we got some new copy for you. Go to the Xfinity Mobile Arena in Philadelphia.
I saw the new signage is up on the...
Yeah, pretty cool.
I was about to say on the side of the Wells Fargo.
Not anymore.
On the side of the Xfinity Mobile Arena.
There you go. Brand new arena. You can go see Adam Sandler. And here's how you can win those tickets today. It was actually exactly 60 years ago today, August 15th of 1965, that the Beatles famously played Shea Stadium, a... maybe the most famous concert ever for one band up there was, you know, the pinnacle of the Beatles coming to America and all that. And I think something that if had happened in the social media era would have absolutely broken the internet. It would have broken social media. So in honor of the Beatles at Shea Stadium today, I want an answer from Ben Davis, from Devin Caney, and from everyone on the phone lines. What if it had happened prior to social media? So we're saying about prior to 2004-ish, I think, was Facebook and the real rise of social media, Twitter a little bit after that. So prior to the early 2000s, what if it had happened in the social media era would have broken social media? Quick addendum, we're not looking for anything
nothing
that involves
dark.
Mass death.
Yeah.
Okay, so like 9/11 off the board, Hiroshima, Nagasaki off the board. We're not looking for that type of stuff. Like, we're looking more for the funner variety, and it doesn't necessarily have to be just fun, but the point is we're not looking for tragedy or mass tragedy in the same way. Ben Davis, what is something, if it had happened prior to the social media era, would have broken the internet?
I think probably I'm going to go relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the most iconic people in the world at the time, Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, great answer.
Yeah.
So I watched Some Like It Hot recently, a Marilyn Monroe movie, 1959, Jack Lemmon, Tony Curtis. She is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like,
She's
like
a beautiful lady.
But like, it's more than that. Like, I get it. When you watch Marilyn Monroe in action, you get it. Like,
she had
it's
that
like,
it factor.
Yes, she's more than just, it's not just beautiful. Like, it's just like everything. It's like, it's everything. She is something else. I get it. It's a great answer. Devin Caney.
Wilt Chamberlain's 100 point
game. Oh, shout out to Jack Fritz. That was a shot right across your bow, buddy. That's a
you
great
know
answer.
Jack would be out there, you know,
well, Jack's
tweeting
just,
some
Jack's
crazy
just sitting there saying,
it.
Well, it didn't happen. So
it didn't
be,
happen,
yeah,
right.
That's right.
Everyone would be all hype about it on the internet. Jack would be like,
well, actually.
Did it happen?
Yeah.
Do we know?
This is a social media lie. That's a great answer. I will go with another sports related thing, and this is the perfect mix of salacious. There's a little, you know, it's not like the happiest thing, but it's entertaining. We would all be diving in. Ultimately, all ended okay. The Tonya Harding thing, man. Can you imagine social media for the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan thing? Like,
it'd be insane.
It would have been wild trying to figure out what happened initially. Not
people would have been taking sides.
It would have been taking sides. Yeah. Like, oh, it would have been great. All right, so 215-592-9494. Best answer today is going to win the Adam Sandler tickets. What if it had happened prior to social media? Would have broken the internet. Let's go back to the phones, talking Phil's. Let's talk to our buddy Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning, buddy.
Yo, what's up, Jimmy? How you doing?
I'm good, pal. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. And Ben, I'm so glad you're in the seat of John, who's probably doing latrine duty. But
yes, actually, that's true, Gary. I should say that John is in the middle of his series of bathroom interviews. They will be releasing soon. All kinds of quarterbacks across the NFL in the bathroom. It's going to be John and the John.
Not a bad content.
No, honestly, look, that was one of the funnier things that's happened on the show in a while. So yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. But I'm really glad that Ben's there because, Ben, I mean, wouldn't it have been okay just to have Lizardo finish the sixth and be done with it? But Bullpen's been better of late other than Romano.
I think he was cooked at that point. He threw 97 pitches. You know, the two walks really hurt him. In that inning, I would not have let him finish it. I just think, I mean, Kirkland came in.
Well,
he's saying,
would you have let him start the inning? What Gary's saying is let him finish the sixth.
Yes, yes, I would have had him start the inning because he showed no signs of wearing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Down, he still was, and he was at the bottom of the lineup, and unfortunately he walked a couple guys, and Adams hit a double. I mean, the last guy I'm expecting to hit a double is their catcher. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to our producer, in the studio last night, I said, this guy, he was hitting like 193. And I said, 193, big league catcher. And then he comes back to bite me in the tail. But, yeah, I would have let him start for sure. I saw no signs of him, you know, wearing down or that lineup even getting to him. So, I mean, I know Topper did say.
We'll play that audio in a minute. Yeah, Lewis, get Topper one ready. We'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead, Gary.
That one in that inning, then, once Kirkery came in, bringing the infield in with one out and the bases loaded, when you possibly could have turned two had they been maybe halfway back.
Yeah, the problem is that guy's really fast, Tana or whatever his name was. He's a pretty quick guy, like not super fast, but fast enough. He's hard to double up. They even talked about it on the broadcast that's a tough spot, especially, I mean, now the ball was hit hard. If they were at double play depth, like they might have actually been able to turn it. Yeah, it probably would have turned it. You're not wrong, but 100%. Like, you're right in the result, but I was fine with them playing more in than double play depth there, considering who was at the plate.
Okay. All right.
And it being a one-run game, too. You know, if you had a two-run lead in that spot, obviously you'll play a double play.
Right.
You know?
I mean, other than that, the bats just didn't come through.
It's been essentially four straight games outside of a four-run inning where the bats have struggled to get it going, and that's after, you know, we had seen so much production from the bottom of the lineup. And look, Gary, I keep bringing up, like, here, Gary, let's get your answer. I want to ask Ben Davis a question. Gary, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
Nah, I got so many going through my head. I'm just going to go with July 20th, 1969, landing on a moon.
Oh, man, that is a big, big answer. What have meant? But today's going to be one of those days where we're voting at the end between, like, eight things that are like eight of the biggest things.
I really like this side topic.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's really fun. It's open-ended. Ben, my question for you, and in a second we'll hear Rob Thompson talk about that decision last night, because he did say that maybe he got it wrong. But to his point about the bats, this, I know we mentioned Nick before. I know this sounds a little crazy. I honestly am at the point, and I know that, you know, you have to manage personalities, and Nick is one of those. But, like, I would platoon Max Kepler and Nick Cassianos at this point. Like, Max Kepler is a far, far, far better right fielder than Nick Cassianos. Not even the same hemisphere talent defensively. And Max Kepler's been a better hitter for the last month. Like, not even close. He's been a much better hitter for the last month. I know Nick's not going to like it, and I know you have to worry about managing that personality. But, like, I can't just keep rolling Nick Cassianos out there every night for 0-for-4, 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 and swing at the first pitch, never walk. Like, I can't keep doing that in good conscience if I'm trying to win baseball games.
I know. I'm right there with it. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either.
I mean, look.
Ben, I still go back to that scene in Miami where he pulled Cassianos out of the game and the whole, like, you know, brouhaha, whatever happened, and then Nick's out the next day. He has yet to pull him for a defensive replacement since. It has not happened since. That was like a, hey, let's do this in games where we have a two-run lead late or whatever. He hasn't done it since, so that tells me that I don't know that he's going to stand up to Nick in these situations moving forward.
I don't know, and I could be speaking out of line. I don't know if Rob Thompson wants that clubhouse unsettlement.
Because Nick's a volatile guy.
But then why does he continue
to platoon left field and center field?
Because Nick Cassianos is the issue. My point is, I think that Nick's personality is so big and so, like, whatever, bombastic and part of the clubhouse that he doesn't feel he thinks that Nick's reaction or the way Nick it'll affect the clubhouse is part of it.
And I hate to say this because it doesn't always come down to money, but I think in this case,
he gets paid a lot of money.
$20 million.
And he's here for another year. I think it'd be one thing if he were a free agent at the end of this season. I think they would be far more willing to just kind of say, you know what, like, who cares how Nick feels?
Right.
But he's going to be here another year.
That's the issue.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating. All right, Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to, again, be PA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer, now in stock. The Equinox, Blazer, and Chevrolet and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Coming up next segment, we will ask Devin Caney about her thoughts on being at the joint practice yesterday. But our question today is, do you care about how the Eagles, quote-unquote, play in the training camps and joint practices? Elliot Shore Parks will join the show at 8:30, and him and I battle. Like, he thinks this stuff matters. He thinks that what he sees at training camp is absolutely super important and super predictive for what's going to happen this season, and I just don't. I view it a lot like spring training. Like, I can't overreact to things I'm seeing in spring training, especially when we're coming off a Super Bowl championship. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones, talk to Ed in Phoenixville. What up, Eddie? What a way to start the call.
Caught me off guard.
What's more useful, a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest or Nick Castellano? I'm in a mood anyway, so forgive me, but you know what his OPS in August is?
It's like four something, right? Isn't it like
430? 362.
Are you kidding me? Is OPS?
Nope. Yeah.
If his slugging percentage were 362, I'd be ripping him. What are we doing?
His OBP going into yesterday was 119 since July 1st.
He hasn't walked in August. The guy hasn't walked this month.
And what did it for me, James, and I'm calling you James because I'm furious.
Oh, like, I love my this. That's good.
My dad,
Edward.
My dad would call me my full name when he was pissed at me, which was often. But anyway, I think it was two games ago. It was like the ninth inning, and the first pitch, ball was at his head, and he swung at it like it was a bleeping pinata. Like, I was just like, I'm not done, but I was like, I'm done with you right now. It's like, go to your room, Nick Castellanos. And I think he needs to literally go to his room, which is the bench, and figure something out. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm really up at my wit's end with this guy right now.
Yeah, and I'm at the point where it's like he wants to play every day and all that. Like, I might say, hey, Nick, you're sitting for 3 days. Like, get your head right. Whatever they're doing is flat out not working. It's getting worse. So at a certain point, you know, for the good of the team, they have to do something about this. Yeah, I just took to Ben's point. I don't know that they will.
I don't know if they want that disturbance in the clubhouse.
Yeah, and it's such a fine line that Topper has to walk there. But if you look at Castellanos' splits last year, where he was historically bad in May, June, and then he turned it on at the end of the season, they're flipped now, and that's not the flipping that you want. You want him to be flipping good, not flipping bad. But he needs to start guessing right because, like, you know, when Harper and Schwarber are off, they're at least getting on base. Like, Cassie's doing none of that, and I just think that could break them in the playoffs. But, like, hopefully, and it's just hope. There's no confidence. It's like, I just hope he turns it on, but we'll see.
Yeah, I feel you, Ed. Ed, you got an answer for us for what would break the internet?
Babe Ruth calling his shot.
Ooh, now did it happen, Ben Davis? Did it actually happen?
That's a great question.
See,
and
that,
I think with social media, we would have
found the answer.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why it's a
like
good answer.
It's like my will answer.
That's actually media. Where social media would have been useful.
Get to the bottom of it. That's right. Yeah, one of the few places. 215-592-9494. Continue to take your calls on the Phillies. Coming up next, we'll get Devin's thoughts from being down at the joint practice yesterday. Plus, we'll hear from Nick Sirianni coming up a little bit on the A.J. Brown thing. Is there an injury there? Is there something to worry about? We'll get Devin's thoughts on that as well. And coming up later this hour, too, we will hear, honestly, a little concerning audio from Lane Johnson. I don't think you're going to like it. And Jordan Mailata. Not great. We'll get to those coming up as well. And your calls. It's the morning show. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.